What does it mean for 8 days to pick South Buffalo? Obviously, it's an area with some needs, some residents who have some needs. What's your sense on this?
Yeah, it's incredibly exciting, you know, for this organization that has continued to grow for the past 20 years, the incredible amount of work they've done across the country to be coming into the South District and be able to help the incredible residents of South Buffalo. It's very exciting. You know, I mentioned during the event that we have tremendous assets here, but our best asset is our people. And so any of the people in our district that might need a little assistance, if we can, you know, give them a little bit more hope, a little excitement, and help them through this organization, it's very exciting.
Do you expect your office to get flooded with calls saying, hey, you know, consider us?
Yeah, I hope so, right? You know, I hope that the word gets out that the organization's coming in for 8 days and there's going to be opportunities for people to receive some assistance. So we're going to we've started to, and we'll continue to get word out as best we can. I know the organization will as well. And if people are calling the office, that means they're getting the information. So that's a success.
Quick budget question. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you haven't seen it yet.
Correct.
But your thoughts, the 25% property tax increase?
Yeah, I have concerns. You know, it's a sizable tax increase. And I have not received the budget, but all indication is that it's going to be a $700 million budget.
Yeah.
That's an increase of almost $80 million in spending.
From your budget.
Last year's budget.
And your budget was pretty bare bones.
It was bare bones, and you know, you have wants and you have needs,
mm-hmm.
right? Needs need to be addressed first, and then you can deal with what you want to do. And again, I would say that portraying the budget as having a $109 million structural imbalance while you're increasing spending $80 million is a little bit disingenuous.
How do you personally feel? He's throwing brickbats at you, at former Mayor Byron Brown, saying you guys were asleep at the switch and asleep at the wheel, and you couldn't have done all that you should have done with the budget. That's got to be personally pretty annoying to you, because I've known you a long time. You know, you always do the right thing.
I did the right thing when I was mayor. My team did the right thing when I was mayor. It doesn't bother me. I'm an elected official. I can take the pot shots, but I'm not going to allow someone to undercut the tremendous work that the staff did last year when I was mayor, in particular Ray Nosbury, their commissioner of finance, who set the city of Buffalo for success with last year's budget. And if you're wondering how successful he was, all you'd have to do is ask the current finance commissioner, who pulled me aside recently and thanked me for the tremendous work we did with the budget. But again, I can handle the comments, but I think that worrying about what people have done in the past or what happened for 20 years does no one any good. You know, Mayor Ryan's the mayor right now, and he needs to deal with the issues that are at hand and not worry about what went on in the past.
But it's got to be, on a personal level, I mean, you bleed Buffalo blue.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm a big boy. I can handle the comments. Again, I don't let them get under my skin. But again, I will defend the work of the staff, the team that was in place that did a tremendous job.
In your 14 months, you did a lot.
We did.
Not as much as people realize, but you did a lot.
Yeah, no, we got a tremendous amount done in a short 14 months while facing a number of challenges and challenges that popped up, as well as, you know, running a campaign. It wasn't your typical situation. Mm-hmm. Got a lot done, but, you know, now we're focused on moving forward and what we can do from the council office to help the city.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.